High Plains Public Radio presents a new series featuring students from West Texas A&M University sharing their experiences as people of the plains. This 12-week series will be presented at this same time every week.
The following, A Lesson for the Future, is an adaptation of an interview with Eufemio Velasquez by Stephanie Perez Quintana. Papa, Eufemio Velasquez is one heck of a man. He grew up in the midst of the Dust Bowl and the Great Depression. He went on to serve in the Army during World War II and eventually work his way up in the railroad where he worked for 45 years. Most recently, as of this year, he has overcome cancer. There are definitely countless lessons to be learned from this backbone of our family, but this is the lesson that he has chosen above all to leave behind. The first part of this piece is a retelling of one of my first Thanksgivings with my husband's family, and one of my favorite memories of Papa. I'm thankful for our family, that we can all be together this Thanksgiving. Hey, did you know that when I was young, we used to eat frog legs? Shush, we're saying what we're thankful for, Mimi scolded. All of us great-grandkids could hardly stifle our giggling. Go ahead, she insisted. I'm thankful for this beautiful meal set here in front of us. Oh man, they'd start kicking when we put them in the pot. You could look in and see them kicking around, and then when they were done, we could eat them and they were so good. Sometimes that was the only food we could find for a while. Man, they would kick. This time he was interrupted by Mimi once more with a light smack to his shoulder, and all of us roared with laughter. We're seeing what we're thankful for. Oh, what I'm thankful for? I'm thankful to be able to be around and see how this family has grown. July of 1926, at 8 a.m., I was born in Canadian, Texas. Now, during the Depression, there wasn't a whole lot of anything. There was hardly any food, any money, anything. I got tired of living with very little resources, and this is where ambition came in. I'm proud to be able to say that I took advantage of every opportunity that had come along. From a young age, I realized how much work life was going to be. I enrolled in school in September 1933. My parents only spoke Spanish, and I didn't know how to speak English or read. Once I got into school, I stayed to myself for the most part because of this. I was scared and I was lost. But I was eager to learn and studied hard under the light of a kerosene lamp every night. Although I wasn't able to finish school considering I had to work to help support my family, the hard work I put in paid off. On May 1st, 1943, a Saturday, I worked my first 10-hour day as a railroad section hand. I worked on Saturdays until school ended for the summer, then worked 10 hours a day, 6 days a week. I started off resurfacing the tracks, but worked so hard that the roadmaster came around, about the middle of July, and said I'd kill myself if I kept working so hard. He said he had a way better position for me, as a timekeeper. I did this until the next year when I was drafted into World War II and eventually sent to Japan. I came home in October 1946 and continued to work for Santa Fe Railroad for 45 years in all. During this time, I only missed 2 days, the day I got married and the day one of our children died. After years of hard work, in 1973, I became the chief clerk to the superintendent. Even though I wasn't sure what the job involved, I said yes when the opportunity was offered to me. I come to find out that the job primarily worked with laws and union cases. Of course, I had no idea about any of this, but just as I had when I was young, I stayed up every night, studying the law books and cases I was presented with, only this time not in the light of a kerosene lamp, but in a real home with my wife and children. I retired in 1988, at which time I began receiving certificates of honor and gratitude from the various cities I had given advice to throughout my position. After that, I was able to stay home, watch my kids grow up, watch their kids grow up, and their kids, and now even my great-grandchildren's children. I cannot say how much that means to me. Which brings us to now. A lifetime of never giving up and shooting for the moon has made way for the life that most of us dream of. Papa relaxes on the couch, watching a football game. As his wife, Mimi, his daughter, great-granddaughters, and twin great-grandsons laughed and played in the dining room, I asked, "What is the lesson that you would most like to pass on to the boys?" He stopped and listened for a bit. Oh boy, for the twins? Honesty, ambition, hard work, just get out there and be all that you can be.
People of the Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by West Texas A&M University students and produced by Angie Hafley. More People of the Plains can be found online at hppr.org.